7 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thursday already. You are in the company of one R. McFadden, and R. Fasanelli is here. J. Horn is here. We also have H. Bachman along with D. Steffen. Everybody here. And we're joined by R. Cyber. Probably Mr. Cyber's here, huh? Richard Cyber is a leading wireless consultant, and he's here to help you understand how to safeguard your information. We all hear these stories every day of whether or not you're safe. You have things that protect your computer using Wi-Fi. Is that something, and people be out there just somewhere, you don't even know where they are, and they could be tapping into your device. So let's find out how to protect yourself. It's Cyber, welcome. I suppose people may tease you a bit about your name. It seems appropriate for what you do.
Yes, Doug.
I'm probably the first person to ever bring that to your attention, right?
I wish I had a nickel for each time I mentioned cyber.
Did you ever think about changing the spelling of it from S-I-B to C-Y-B to just make it fit?
Absolutely, and I wish I had.
So, the person, I'm not a novice, but I'm not someone who really is all over this. This isn't my life. This isn't my passion. This is a tool that I use, and I think most people listening probably find it that way to a certain extent. So I have the usual tools. I got an iPad, and people around me are using devices, laptops, that kind of stuff. And I have a modem here, and there's an access code. What keeps somebody else who may be near to me from using it or finding it or hacking into the stuff that I don't want people hacking into?
Oh, great question. You are more of a seasoned user. And most of
my colleagues might not agree with you on that, sir. Yeah.
There are approximately 100 million users taking advantage of public Wi-Fi networks, and the vast majority of those networks are not secure, which means when we go to the corner coffee shop, we're logging in with whatever device, whether it's a smartphone, a tablet, or a PC, and we're taking advantage of the connectivity. But what we're not doing is really realizing, and this is about awareness, realizing that the transmission, all of the data, all of the content, pictures of our kids, financial information, is all very susceptible and easily not only visible but hackable.
Let's clarify that, though, for a second, Mr. Cyber.
Sure.
Are you talking about the information that we are transmitting via their Wi-Fi network? Like, let's say we're sitting at Starbucks or a restaurant and we're using their Wi-Fi network, and I send an email. Is it only what I'm sending through their Wi-Fi network, or can somebody really use that Wi-Fi network to access my hard drive?
Both, actually. Wow. So the information that's in the ether, in the air, is certainly vulnerable and susceptible. But everything on your device is actually accessible. So yesterday when I left Boston and I took Amtrak to New York City, I was on my iPad, and everyone in my car I saw, I had visibility, not intentionally.
Did you find anything interesting?
I didn't snoop or look than to see who was actually on the public network. They came up, their device came up, and I ultimately connected to a personal hotspot, which is an alternative. And there are many out there. Net Zero, which was quite disruptive in the early days of the Internet, has recently entered the wireless broadband space. And they offer a secure solution by really providing a device that has encryption. So there are alternatives, but the majority, and according to a recent survey, approximately 64% of the 100 million people out there aren't that concerned with security.
So you said this is about awareness, kind of insinuating that there's really nothing we can do about it?
No, to the contrary. We can take many steps to protect the content and the information on the device or that we're transmitting.
Okay, so aside having, let's say I don't have a personal hotspot. I mean, obviously that's something we should look into.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say I don't have a personal hotspot that is secured, and I walk in and I need to have a quick meeting with somebody, and I'm sitting at the Starbucks or wherever, and I need to access their Wi-Fi. How can I protect myself?
Certainly use passwords. Make sure your firewall is activated. Make sure your folders are private where you can adjust or change the settings. And really just taking those steps, making sure that you disable your printer sharing. Little things like that ultimately make it much more difficult for someone who really wants to see what you're doing or perhaps have some nefarious actions in mind.
Can you clarify printer sharing?
Sure. If you have a file and printer sharing feature on your computer, you'll just want to really deactivate it. You typically wouldn't be printing at that corner coffee shop. So if you have access, and when I say access, these are Achilles heels or open capabilities that you're providing someone who might want to take advantage of really these windows, if you will, or these vulnerabilities in your device or what you're transmitting. So if you think about it, you want to provide as tight and closed of a connection as you're transmitting. And each access point that you open, such as file sharing or not having your firewall, really makes it easy for someone who wants to take advantage of that to get in.
All right. What about these new gadgets? We every day are confronted with something new. Everybody wants to update their iPhone, new iPads, all of this stuff. Do you really get something better for all this extra money?
I would say wait. There are a number of new devices that come out weekly, monthly, mm-hmm. and there's the Consumer Electronics Show in January in Las Vegas where many companies introduce new products. I have an iPad, too. I have a couple of them, actually. And they're perfectly fine and upgradable in the sense that you can add a personal hotspot that's on 4G that really provides the same type of connectivity that your iPad 3 now has built in.
Mm.
So I would say that while we've become a bit of a disposable society, the devices that we purchased 3 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, are more than sufficient. They've got plenty of computing power, plenty of memory, plenty of speed. And it's really just a question of understanding what you can take advantage of to make sure that they are current in terms of the speeds and connectivity aspects.
So bottom line is be aware and learn about your personal settings.
Absolutely.
Okay. And you don't have to be the first kid on your block to have all the good gizmos, the new gizmos. All right. Thank you, Mr. Cyber. Richard Cyber, expert on Wi-Fi safety here on Good Day. One of the things to keep in mind, I think, is for those of you who have children that are surfing the web, there are some things that are pretty important, given what he just explained to us. It seems to me you can apply to your children especially. I think there's just way too much information floating around. Whatever. I mean, you see these things every day, these pictures. Here's the story today. Somebody has flashed around the picture of Bobby Christina with a bong. And, you know, I mean, that's something that comes as a result of somebody taking a picture and maybe putting it up. They might have sent it to some picture file, and somebody can capture it. Anybody can capture that stuff, and it gets to the National
Enquirer. Who was it? Was it that got hacked? Miley Cyrus or somebody? Their phone got hacked into a month or so ago, and pictures were taken off of their phone and sent out.
Yep. Right. Nobody ever does that to me, though. Nobody ever takes naked pictures.
Nobody's hacked you?
Nobody's seen naked pictures of me.
There's probably a good reason for that.
By the way, did you see this woman who was smoking a cigarette at, I think, I can't remember which airport it was, yesterday afternoon, and the people at the TSA told her to put the cigarette, she's not supposed to be smoking in that airport anyway, and she gets so upset, she took all her clothes off if she was going through the X-ray machine.
She went through TSA naked.
Really?
Yeah, naked.
Yeah, and then she was promptly taken to a hospital for mental evaluation.
Was, but well, who was watching her? There's 97 of these guys standing around jawboning with each other while you go through this stuff, wasting time. Somebody
wants you to
see
how
her
far the naked woman will go.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
I wonder if she got a pat down.
I saw a picture of her. I don't know who would be eager to be patting her down.
Yeah.
Unga bunga. All right, 17 after the hour, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Ladies, it will be summertime, summertime. By the way, there's a lot of tweeting, and Facebook conversation about my singing yesterday, apparently.
Yeah, it was trending on Twitter.
Yes.
No, it wasn't.
But, anyway, you don't have to take that back.
Woo-hoo.
Anyway, so what, Heather, did you find?
But, oh, you have requests for new songs, new material.
Really?
On Facebook. Yes.
New material.
Yes, they love you. They love you. They want
Keep
more.
Keep encouraging me. See if we can warm up something, Richie.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, so those
summertime.
Summertime. Yeah. Back to summertime. Yeah. You love to get rid of those extra pounds, and the way to do it before you get into your bathing suit is with the product that I have extolled the value and virtue of, the way to lose weight today. To promote weight loss, you and your friends, all the kids on your block, should be starting a program with TH121. TH121 contains all the natural ingredients that are shown to reduce those unwanted cravings while enhancing fat burning at the same time. Turns your body into a fat and sugar burning factory when you take TH121. Terrific health can be yours. Great looks. Get on to this formula now. You get a free bottle when you buy one at the regular price. You get a free 30-day supply of TH121 calling 800-525-2710. Will get your results that are guaranteed, or you get your money back. So you get a couple of months supply, you pay for one, it doesn't work, you get your money back. Not a bad deal, but it will work. That's why so many people are calling 800-525-2710 to order their supply. Lose the weight, look your best, feel good as you go into the good weather months. 800-525-2710 for TH121 to lose that weight.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
21 after.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg.
American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Remember, love hurts? We all know how much love hurts. And wait! It doesn't help.
I had a girlfriend who used to throw pots and pans and hit me in the head. Then it really
does hurt.
Yeah. Love
hurt
really bad.
Yeah.
Tony threw a bowl of soup at me once. Yeah, the noodles stuck to the ceiling in the kitchen. We never took them down. We always laughed when we looked up at the noodles.
You think you can get soup? Please, you're wasting everyone's time. Nothing for you.
Having fun with Doug Stephens today.
Start on tough news, but I got some tough news for California. I don't know if you've heard this, but California Governor Jerry Brown said that the state is now $16 billion in debt. Yeah, yeah. He said it in a speech called Seriously, Let's Legalize Pot. That was instantly. Overnight. And even if we don't make up the deficit, we won't care.
We won't care.
We'll be in our boxers eating ice cream.
I guess we're broke.
I don't care.
And now, you know, you think Greece is in bad shape? Oh, my God. How bad is California? Governor Brown says we're $16 billion in debt. In fact, California is so broke, the guy who delivers Chinese food to me is now carpooling with the guy who brings me Domino's pizza. So broke down in Anaheim, Snow White just arrested for solicitation. You hate it? California is so broke, people are coming from Tijuana are coming here now to watch the donkey shows.
Guys, here's some political news. During a speech yesterday in Ohio, Joe Biden criticized Republicans for not understanding the middle class. In response, Mitt Romney was like, that's ridiculous. Some of my best friend's gardeners are middle class. That is... You see this? The spokesperson for President Obama's campaign says that a new Republican attack ad is, quote, BS. Yeah. Then Biden was like, ugh, I hate when you spell out words so I can't understand you. Then an aide said, I think it's time for someone to go to BED.
Well, what are you going to sleep,
Joe? Put on your footy pajamas.
For the first time ever, the new JCPenney catalog features a gay couple. This is historic because it's the first time anyone gay has been spotted wearing clothes from JCPenney. True. Yeah.
they put them on, they're straight.
Yeah. Magic.
Those pants will change you. Hey, here's something interesting. You heard about this? A new study released just today found that sugar can make you dumb. If you eat too much sugar, it can impair your thinking and your reasoning. You know what this means? All these years been blaming the education system, video games, and TV for dumbing down our kids. It's those Girl Scouts with those damn cookies. That's what it is. It's those cookies. Oh, I'm hearing something. Speaking of that, the Florida Board of Education has decided to lower the passing grade on standardized tests after noticing a drastic drop in student passing scores. In other words, if the students don't do well enough on the test, they don't teach them better. They just lower the bar. Why didn't we think of this before? Imagine how many more doctors we could have had right now. Dr. Snooki, Dr. Situation.
Hey, listen to this. A Disney theme park in Japan is now performing gay weddings at Cinderella's castle.
Ooh.
Or as Chip and Dale put it, why is everyone looking at it?
30 seconds.
Here, hold my nuts. It's cool, now you don't have to go to Pirates of the Caribbean to see guys cross swords. That's what they're saying.
All right. That was the best from Jimmy Fallon, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, and yesterday, Michael, who's here with me today. Katy Perry and Russell Brand were the topic on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and Russell Brand admitted he still loved her as a human being, just didn't work out in marriage. 28 passed on Good Day.
Johnny Carson, an American master. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
From New York, The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson.
It was October 1st, 1962, and NBC was introducing the new host of The Tonight Show.
They are referring to me as the new king of nighttime television, and I think that's just a little, really too much. Prince, yes.
Carson reigned for 30 years in late night. He's the subject of a new two-hour American Masters program airing on PBS this month. Dick Cavett was among those who dared to compete with Carson, but Cavett approached his task with a good dose of healthy respect for Johnny, a respect that took root when he, like Johnny, was growing up on the plains of Nebraska.
I met him in a church basement in Lincoln, Nebraska, where he was doing a magic show for probably $35. Actually, I was in junior high.
Some years later, Cavett found himself writing jokes for Jack Parr's Tonight Show, and he stuck around when Johnny took over.
I also gave him one when he had been criticized by the unpleasant Dorothy Kilgallen. Criticizing his morals, and his line was, having your behavior criticized by Dorothy Kilgallen is sort of like having your wardrobe criticized by Emmett Kelly.
Carson was known for shutting out people who he felt crossed him, but even after Cavett landed his own late-night show in 1969, Johnny's fondness for him endured.
I shouldn't realize then what I found to be so profoundly true later, how much he liked me. And we should have done this more, but he called me once in California and said, you want to meet at a restaurant and chat, Richard? And I couldn't believe it because his staff couldn't believe that I'd had dinner at Johnny's house. We went to the Magic Castle together.
In 1967, Time magazine had Johnny on the cover with the tagline, Humor in the Night. And 4 years later, they had you on the cover with the tagline, Wit in the Night. And I'm wondering, what's the difference?
Well, that's fascinating. Nobody ever pointed this out to me before. I hope he wasn't upset.
Johnny Carson, King of Late Night, airs on PBS this month. I'm Bill Newcott.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Sometimes.
We love you back.
It's 33 after the hour. All right, so I promised we'd have Dr. Levitan, and I'm still optimistic. You know how I am? I'm an optimistic so-and-so. As far as I am concerned.
You know what?
What?
Mike was calling the wrong number. I'll get
nice
here.
Going, Michael! Congratulations. You are living in the reality of your life. Things will not go perfectly today. They may go well, but they probably won't go perfectly because there are outside factors that you have to deal with, right? With people, you're not by yourself. You're not in a vacuum. You have people, especially if you're working with a group of people. I was talking to a guy last night who has a house-sitting business, and he actually works for 300-plus families. And he has a staff. He goes in. They check him out. He's like completely bonded.
He also owns a pawn shop.
You know, that's one of the issues in Framingham. We were talking about this will be part of the running story as long as town meeting takes place, because there the issues that town meeting is bringing up here in Framingham are reflective of issues that are being discussed all over the country. And one of the big things is a proposal to open a pawn shop in downtown Framingham. And there are plenty of people who think that it's a good idea. But the people who are against it say it will encourage theft. It'll encourage break-ins. It'll encourage robberies. Because people...
Well, because people can't drive to pawn shops out of town. The next
right.
town.
Exactly. Right, exactly. So if they're going to pawn the stuff, why not have them in Framingham?
The philosophy is if I have a place to sell stolen goods, I will go out and steal goods.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you can go do it somewhere else.
Right. I wonder, like, how many criminals are you going to pawn it in the same neighborhood
that you just stole it
that
from?
That dummy that stole Petty's guitars did.
People are stupid enough to do that.
Yeah, the guy in the, was it Century City or whatever, Jennifer, out there in Culver City, stole the guitars from Tom Petty's soundstage, then went to the closest pawn shop. And then somebody walked into the pawn shop a few days later and said,
I recognize that, yeah.
Stupid.
Let me see, whose license is on file for bringing this guitar in? Oh, yeah. He's a security guard at the Culver City Sound Studios. What a shock.
Yeah. Right.
Moron.
Yeah.
But then a lot of criminals just are not the smartest.
Well, by definition, do you need to be not smart to be a criminal?
No, some criminals are super smart. Yeah.
You're either a genius
or
a moron.
Those are the ones who get away with it.
Right.
Yeah. Listen to Roberta.
Roberta's like, I'm one of those.
Hey, there's a... I mean, does the same thing hold true for a criminal as it does for anybody else? We talk about how you find success. Yeah, my father always told me not to do whatever it was I was doing. You'll get into trouble. You'll go broke. Wait a minute. Oh, let's see. Both of those things. Thanks, Dad.
He was right.
Because he's laughing.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, the important thing is that ultimately it turned out for the best. And when it turns out, it means it turns out for the best for you. Because if it's your idea, if it's your thing that you're behind, you get behind it, and even though life throws a lot of stuff at you.
Well, there's also a lot of crabs in the bucket out there, you know?
Oh, crabs.
You know, I would hate to be at the end of my rope, at the end of life, laying there, going, I wish I would have done this.
Exactly.
Yep.
Carpe diem.
Yep. Seize the day.
Yeah, that's very good. Let me write that down. Carpe diem. You know what? I'm at DougStephan.com. You'll see the Better Living box. And in the Better Living box, there is a note from our fitness guru, Andrea Metcalf, who's been blogging about breakfast meals. The three most popular breakfast meals that are good for your body. You see, some of the things that you eat in the morning would not be good for you to eat when you go to bed. Even though you see, what is it, Denny's that serves breakfast all day, or some of those, IHOP serves breakfast all day. But there are some things you ought not to eat before you go to bed. But she has come up with three breakfast meals that you and your family can eat any time. So if you want to check those out and see what the suggestions are, Andrea Metcalf, who is one of the more superb contributors, not that we don't have all superb contributors, there's something about her, and going back to what we were talking about, same thing, Heather, you don't know Andrea, but in essence, she's just like Stephanie. She had an idea when she was a kid. She was always into athletics. She played sports when she was in high school and went to college on an athletic scholarship. Mm-hmm. And then because she had a passion for it, and because she's very smart, she put a lot of the stuff early on together. She started as a trainer in a gym, and then she met some people who had a little money. They invested in her and her ideas and grew and grew and grew. So she now, but pretty much she's all by, whatever she does on her own. She's a whiz when it comes to all the technology that's around. And she just has great ideas in terms of how she takes her lessons and gets them to apply to so many different circumstances. A lot of common sense stuff, but it's the repeating of it plus her practice. She practices every single thing she preaches. She practices.
Well, I think it's great she delivers common sense messages because, you know, they say common sense is unfortunately not as common as it should be.
Wait a minute. Who said that?
I don't know. Some guy over there.
Really?
Charlotte? Under the desk? I don't know. Maybe.
Here's something that is commonsensical, if you will. High cholesterol. What other word did I come up with today? Practologist, right?
Practologist, yes. Practologist. Invented word of the day.
Yeah. You bent over for that one.
Oh. High cholesterol is a serious condition. That would have been something I'd expect to come from Jennifer. Richie, we may be in trouble. We have Jennifer on one side, Heather on the other side, and Roberta in the middle.
You are surrounded.
I am.
We're your angels.
Yes, right. Dougie's angels. Write that down. That's good. That's good. See if we can patent that. Anyway, the story of high cholesterol and people blogging about this on the various medical websites, it does lead to heart attacks. It does lead to stroke. It does lead to heart disease. It does lead to cardiovascular problems. High cholesterol is a no-no. And so, as cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus suggests, and a lot of other people as well, the most effective way to lower your cholesterol is by taking an Italian, I guess, a supplement. Yeah, this is a supplement. It isn't just America. They have supplements. Supplements all over the world. And Cardiol comes from Italy. It has 9 natural ingredients that work together to reduce your high cholesterol levels. Also reduces your high triglyceride level, which is not good for your blood either. Would you like to try this 30 days without cost to see how it works? 1 capsule a day, and you are on your way to lower cholesterol and lower triglycerides and a healthier cardiovascular system. Call 888-809-6424 for your free 30-day supply right now. Pay $8 shipping and handling, that's it. Go to 888-809-6424 and take care of the high cholesterol in 30 days. You get a free supply, and then you take Cardiol as a maintenance. It really is a maintenance product, but also helps you get down there and stay there. You've heard us talking a lot about this. Now take some action. It's a free product, 888-809-6424.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hi, friends. Doug Stephan here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your new colors with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting questions? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from your friends and mine, Sherwin-Williams.
Summer celebrations are fast approaching, and with the Sherwin-Williams exterior stain sale, it's the perfect time to gear up for them. Through July 8th, Deckscape's deck stains are only $29.99 per gallon, and save on power washer rentals were available. Now you can clean, prep, stain, and seal your deck all in one day, with plenty of money left over to throw a great party on it. Woodscape siding stains are also on sale for just $31.99 a gallon. Get your stain project started today at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store, or visit sherwinwilliams.com/deck.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than 2 big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. And here are just some of the many reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%, APR 4.22%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Master Sergeant Richard E. Brown, Sr., 6147th Tactical Control Group, United States Air Force.
I was with the 6147th Tactical Control Group, which was the Mosquito Squadron. They were Texas T-6 aircraft. They made Terry and the Pirates made a conch strip out of that unit. And the T-6s were armed with smoke rockets. In the beginning, they had a 50 caliber machine gun, and then they started to act like a fighter pilot, and they took the gun out, and all they had was smoke rockets and an army observer that would do the observing and pick out points to target. The pilot of the plane would then angle a smoke rocket into that area, and then up above was a jet. When the jet saw the smoke, then he come down there and did his job.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Heather and Jennifer, Roberta and Rich. The technological universe that we are in is changing the way we communicate. Duh. How is it changing the way we communicate? Have we sacrificed conversation? People more and more tell me that this is the radio program, or this is, never mind the radio program, this is where they get involved in conversation. They don't have conversations during the day with their family, friends. You know how many people live alone?
Yeah.
About 50% of the population.
Some have
a cat. Right, some have it. Yeah.
Ooh,
some
have it.
Right, yeah.
What were you saying?
The technology, well, you don't actually live alone, Jennifer. You have mobile connections. You can talk to your mother. You can look at her. You can set up a Skype account, right, and talk to her. How many other? What was the name of that outfit that we used to be on, Richie? Pen Pal or something? PayPal? What was that?
No, Pal Talk.
Pal Talk. Pal Talk. That was it, right. So, well, it was one of those pals. Anyway, there are, under the circumstances, a lot of reasons to be, I suppose, optimistic about this. My grandmother had liver cancer. She died when she was 86. She was all alone, literally, for the last 6-7 years of her life, because all
Did
of her friends...
Did you say liver alone?
Liver. What is it with you today?
Just a little giddy.
Right. You thought I was bad with the Jesus walking into the... Anyway,
okay, Grandma.
So my grandmother was alone because all of her friends had died. She lived in a little small town in Illinois. She didn't want to move back here to be with the rest of the family. She wanted to be where she was comfortable. And so she was alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so at that time, there wasn't the kind of technology. She outlived my mother. So it was us, just the three of us, who would talk to her maybe once a week or so. But that was really it. Once in a while, a few friends of hers would drop in to make sure she was okay in the house. But until she died, she was all alone in that house. She cooked her own meals. She took care of herself. And really, she maybe didn't do that for a week or 10 days before she died. That was it. And I often thought whether she would have lived longer had she been around, or around more people, or would she have become dependent on them and thus not been as strong as she was?
It sounds like she did a good job because she had to keep going for herself.
Yeah. There's such a push-pull thing to this whole socialness.
Well, we become
stuff.
Used to being alone together, Richie. That's
right.
Kind of what's going on.
I just went down and grabbed some breakfast, and I saw 4 or 5 people sitting at tables eating breakfast by themselves. Every single one of them had their phone in their hand.
Yeah.
Texting,
they do,
updating,
that's it. Right, they're all by themselves yet. But then in the other way of turning that around is you're excluding people who might, I might sit across and want to start a conversation with you, but how do I do that?
My thought was, what would I be looking at and thinking about if I were not sitting here on my phone?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wait, would I come up with the next great invention? No.
Yeah. We're by ourselves, but never alone.
Right. Mm. But then you have people who don't have friends.
Well,
Make friends, virtual friends, through this. And what does it do for them? How does it help them?
See, but I think what happens is we're losing the ability to actually converse, use the language, verbal communication is important. Exactly.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. What do you... You don't have that because you're back and forth with these damn texts.
See, I'm a hugger, and I usually freak people out because people are just not accustomed to it.
How do you hug a smartphone?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway,
it's a little sometimes at night.
When you're all alone.
When you're all alone with your cat.
Aye. 51 after on good day. Naturally.
Think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking for.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to faketv.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their tile and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck. Updating the status of the Facebook IPO and the status of Facebook's tax-dodging co-founder. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start with the exchange known as the NASDAQ. That's where Facebook becomes a publicly traded company as of today. The price per share for Facebook has been set at $38. The initial public offering, or IPO, values the company at $100 billion. Reaction among folks on Wall Street is mixed.
If I was going to buy it, I'd probably buy it and sell it very quickly. I don't picture it being in high value for a very long period of time.
I think it's a good investment.
Certainly a great investment for the co-founders and owners of Facebook who stand to reap a windfall from this IPO. One of them, though, is no longer here. And New York Senator Charles Schumer says it's no mystery as to why he's not here.
Eduardo Saverin recently renounced his United States citizenship just ahead of the massive expected windfall from the Facebook IPO.
And how much of a windfall are we talking about for Saverin?
Saverin's avoidance scheme could help him duck anywhere between $67 million and $100 million.
Senator Schumer not mincing any words as he called Saverin's actions outrageous and despicable, and that he has turned his back on the country that made him a billionaire. For his part, Saverin noted that he's a native of Brazil and considers himself a global citizen, to which Senator Schumer replied,
Saverin says he's a global citizen, but it just so happens the country where he has chosen to reside, Singapore, has no capital gains tax.
And there you go. Senator Schumer, along with Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey, plan to introduce legislation aimed at reimposing U.S. taxes on expatriates and not allowing them to set foot in this country again unless they pay their taxes. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you have gout, listen closely.
That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
On Wall Street, another down day for the market. The Dow off 156 points to 12,442. S&P dropped 20. NASDAQ down by 60. Oil prices down 25 cents a barrel, finishing up at $92.56. Jury deliberations set to begin today for former Senator John Edwards in his federal trial on alleged campaign finance violations. The 58-year-old Edwards accused of improperly using campaign funds to hide his affair with then-pregnant mistress Riel Hunter. If convicted, Edwards could face up to 30 years in prison. So let's dance. By now, you're probably aware Donna Summer has died at the age of 63. TMZ.com reporting the late Donna Summer believed the lung cancer that ultimately claimed her life yesterday was linked to the 9/11 terrorist attack on New York City. TMZ saying the Queen of Disco believed she contracted lung cancer by inhaling toxic particles from the collapse of the World Trade Center towers. Couple of closing notes, both related to horses. First of all, we have the second leg of the Triple Crown taking place tomorrow. It's the 137th running of the Preakness Stakes at Pimlico in Maryland. 11 horses in the field, including Kentucky Derby winner I'll Have Another. And the Derby runner-up, Bodemeister, is the morning line favorite in the Preakness. I won't even bother giving you my Preakness pick. The horse I bet on in the Derby hasn't even finished that race yet. That's quite enough. Another story involving a horsey that you will love. It happened recently. A bizarre crime in downtown St. Louis in which police say a man attacked the driver of a horse-drawn carriage, hopped aboard, grabbed the reins, and took off. The manager of the St. Louis carriage company, Jenny Holzum, tells us the horse that was being horse-napped is named Harry, and as the thief took off with Harry and the carriage, Harry had other plans. He galloped straight back to the stables.
I can't even fathom what was going through his mind to do something like this.
Not sure if she's talking about Harry, the horse, or the horse thief. In any case, the suspect was arrested. Harry is just fine, and certainly deserving of all the sugar cubes and carrot sticks he wants. Hey, Harry, you're a hero. Why the long face? Easy boy, I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.